Well, over the past year, the Chinese writer Mo Yan became the first Chinese national to win a Nobel Prize in Literature. Well, since then, his books have been flying off shelves here in China, and that leads us to talk about today, Mo Mania. CRI's Hefei has more.
The Nobel Prize in Literature for 2012 is awarded to the Chinese writer Mo Yan.
With this announcement on October 11, 2012, the name Mo Yan has become a household name here in China. One day after the announcement, Mo Yan sat down to autograph 3,500 books on the Shanghai leg of his national book tour.
I'm not overwhelmingly entranced by today's number, as 3,500 doesn't excite me the way 35 could lead to my despair. A writer enjoys his or her increasing readership only if he or she can preserve his or her style. That should be the prerequisite.
While personally soft-spoken, Mo Yan's works often tend to hit his readers hard. Liu Mengxi is the director of Institute of Fine Arts in China.
Mo Yan's novels reach inside the flaws and pains of rural China. He touches on human nature and the toughness and the timidness of the transition process. His narration is powerful.
Hunger, design and nature are elements that shaped Mo Yan's childhood and subsequently many of his characters. Howard Goldbat is one of those who translates Mo Yan's works.
Is it structurally good fiction? Maybe not. Is it tight? Is it organically pure? Is it logical? Hardly ever. Is it passionate? Does it have fire? Always.
A transparent carrot is being added to the curriculum for senior high school students all over the country in the coming spring semester. Published in 1985, the novella tells the story of the lives and inside world of ordinary Chinese people in the countryside. Many view the book as a reflection of Mo Yan's hard and lonely youth. Mo Yan's book Pao is his latest work published in English after winning the Nobel Prize. Mo Yan wrote this book in a first-person narrative.
Wise Mom, where I come from, people call children who boast and lie a lot Pao boys. But every word in what I'm telling you is the unvarnished truth.
Howard Goldbat worked on the translation for this latest Mo Yan work.
This is an age when reality TV and other silly things that are supposedly honest and truthful and real are capturing the public. We need more fiction. We need more truth from people like Mo Yan. Individual perceptions of the world, a viewpoint that only he has but somehow represents everything we believe.
Given Mo Yan's fame following the Nobel Prize, there is little doubt Pao will do a lot to help keep Mo Mania thriving here in China. For CRI, I'm Hefei.